Wow. We gotta do it. 2D Podcast. You made it to another Friday. We made it to another Friday. We happy to be here.
Thank God it's fucking Friday, ladies and gentlemen. Even though it's not Friday for us, but it's Friday for you.
Hey.
It feels like a Friday to
it
me.
It does kind of feel like a Friday, except I gotta go to fucking work tomorrow.
Well, I did too.
Meanwhile, you guys are listening to this banging ass podcast. Make sure you guys like our posts on Instagram at 2D Podcast. We got the most likes in a very long time on our last Instagram post. So shout out to all of our boys and girls in the deep. They liked the Queen and the Prince flick. They thought that was funny. Makes sense because, you know, it was current event.
Bro,
not shocked.
Can you just give me a fucking opener?
The opener's right here. Paul's 1-for-2 on the bottle to bottle.
Been trying to practice this shit.
It's down there.
Right here.
Oh, are you fucking?
They are twist off. Yeah. I told you they were twist off.
I didn't listen.
That's fine.
It is what it
but,
is.
But new beer this week, we got Bud Light Orange. Now, a little story. Have you ever had this beer?
No.
It's a little story.
I'm not excited. I'll tell you that much.
Okay, and I think it's gonna pass your expectations. So, let's take a sip first. Cheers. No. Let it sit. Take another couple sips. So here's the story. Up until this year, for the last 4, maybe 5 years, I always went up to the Poconos with my boys. Christian is my boy Ben Coach's house, but we would go with my boy Ben and Christian. I knew him from elementary school. Obviously, throughout middle high school, we were close. But even as we went to college, we always made the trip back to go up together. Hang out with his family, see the fireworks, have barbecues, fish. Great place. It's like one of my favorite oases to go to, bro. Up until this past year, they didn't have Wi-Fi, nothing. Like, you would go up there, you barely get any service unless you went out into town, which was rarely. So, like, I wouldn't be able to text anybody. You know, I wouldn't be able to communicate.
Like
no
yeah.
Snapchat, nothing. Like, you're off your phone, you know. We would bring the Xbox to play zombies, but there'd be no online. So we would just be chilling, go down, late night swimming, fishing. I'm getting carried away, regardless. So one day, you know, when we started to drink, when we were old enough to kind of start drinking up there, we ran out of beer. And usually I have Coronas, but I wanted something a little fruity. So I grabbed these, and I thought they were banging, bro. I thought they were banging.
I'll give you this much. I'm ready to rate it, but and I'll tell you what like my biggest problem with it is.
What is it?
It just reminds me of like a Smirnoff Ice, like the orange Smirnoff.
Wow, ice. That is a very, very good comparison.
It just reminds me. It doesn't remind me of a beer, but I'm ready to rate it.
It says light lager brewed with real orange peels and natural flavors. I'm not ready to rate it. Hold on.
I'm so ready. But, like, I think you might be surprised by my score. Like, I'm not... This is in bottom of the barrel from Bud Light. To be fair, the Platinums were decent when we had them. So.
Okay. I have my...
All right, ready?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1. 6-0. 7-1.
We've been...
Generous for me. 6-0.
We've been
generous.
Off.
No, we've been off, but this was... I mean, you pulled some fruity shit off the wall. You gotta expect me to, like... But, like, I'll go 6-0 because I'll tell you what. Like, realistically, it's not a bad beer. Like, it's a refreshing drink,
mm-hmm.
you know? And it's not just like
it's
some...
It's a summer beer, though. That's
and it, and it And it has flavor. It has flavor.
It does.
Granted, if you don't like sweet shit, don't touch this.
Yeah.
You know? And I don't mean, like, sweet as... Like, I just mean, like, a sweet drink. This kind of reminds me of, like, an orange soda almost.
Dude, when like, you said the orange Smirnoff, that the screwdriver, that kind of nailed it right on the head. It was interesting.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not... I think...
I feel like you could pound through
these. That's what I'm saying, bro. Like, and
what's
I had
the percentage
it,
on
I had
these?
It, I don't know. I had it
I
in cans.
You should have checked that.
And, bro, when I tell you when you're out in the fucking hot... 4.2%. when I was out in the fucking summer playing fucking cornhole and running around and playing the fucking, what's that disc game? Can Jam, shit like that. And I'm fucking sweating. I'm doing laps around the whole fucking lake. I fucking pound one of these down like it's a fucking White Claw. Super refreshing. And then you go take a dip. Super light, right? I'm not saying this is probably the beer that you pick to go have a chat around a fucking fire in the wintertime, right? That's not really what this is. Yeah, but it's a great summer beer.
That's like Jack Daniel's Old Number 7, what you're talking
about. Shut the fuck, I don't want to hear Jack Daniel's.
This guy's done up, dude.
Dude, I don't want to
fucking... The trophy's up there.
I know. I wish I kept the Hennessy bottle.
Oh my god. No, what it... Those are some shit shows.
Back-to-backs. What are we doing this season?
Wait, what did I even do after the Jack Daniels episode? What did I do?
I don't know. You called an Uber and went home.
Yeah, I did. Because remember, we were sitting on the couch.
Yeah,
I
was like, and you're saying, hey, well, I'm going to call the Uber. And I was knocked out on my bed.
Yeah, after the Jack. The Henny one was probably the biggest shit show of them. No. The rum was. But Henny, like, when I left here, I was fine.
Dude, the Henny was good. It's just
Henny,
after for you.
Henny, I was fine. And then I went out. Bro, that was rough. That was...
You know, I just recently got the snap story of your first night drinking at the soccer house when you were heading to the trash can.
Who sent it?
It's on my stories.
Oh, yeah?
I'm the one that sent it, yeah.
No. I know you said... I thought someone sent it to you. Dude, what... See, I was just talking to, like... I was talking to the boys. Listen to this. We have to have a conversation about these new freshmen, because I was just having a conversation with some of the older cats. These guys... I'm hearing there's a lot of, like, these, like, drinking, like, virgins. And just,
look what I just found in the saved
chat. Oh, the Nino shit. No, I've been hearing a lot of shit about, like, these freshmen who, like, haven't done shit. They haven't drank. They haven't, like, gone with women. No, I mean, that's, like, a common known thing. We could talk. He's bringing up some good memories from NGIT soccer.
I was trying to find some shit, but...
But, I mean, I'm listening to, like, these freshmen, like... Dude, these guys, listen, it's here on, it like, is. You gotta bang it out.
September 9th. Fuck the fuck lacrosse story. Got the whole fucking place screaming it.
Bro.
Yo, Paul, how are you, bro?
I'm good, bro.
Let's go, kid. Hey, victim number one.
Hey, you made it, though.
Hobby. Fucking Javi.
No, because, bro, this is... I say we've probably talked about this 100 times. Flick. Yeah, amen, bro. This is... Bro, we've talked about this 100 times. Caruso used to say, the first night of drinking is when you find out which freshmen are there just to, like, play soccer, and which freshmen are there also to, like, have a good time.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, I'm hearing, like... From these guys, you know, they're saying, like, mandatory freshman blackout first party. So I'm like,
okay.
All right, I got to know my role, yeah, you know, exactly. Like, I'm a freshman. You got to, like, some pussies doing this, that, whatever, like, bro, I got ripped. I got so fucked up. I don't know if I've been, like, honestly been ever, like, that fucked up since, or maybe, like, I've just been gotten so used to it.
Yeah,
like,
you're a little bit more tolerant.
No, I've gotten way more tolerant than them, but I was dogging the jungle juice like it was nothing.
That's
bro.
What
Jack,
I'm saying, and that shit was
Jack,
lethal.
Jack was coming up to me, like, the old captain for everyone.
Jack Flanagan. What
Jack Flanagan fucking kept pouring, like jungle juice into my drink, and like, I kept dogging it. And then, like, I just ended up flat out, and it was me, Fabrizio. And then, like, you look at my class, who stayed? Me, Fabrizio, and Luke.
There you go.
Everyone else... gone.
And it's crazy that Luke stayed, because he barely... Yeah, Luke did. He didn't start coming out until my senior year.
Yeah, yeah. Because his girlfriend would drag him out. But no, like, I mean, like, that's where, like, you know, you establish yourself. That's where I gained the most respect, right there. Yeah. Right? I mean, let's be honest.
You were,
like,
a chill freshman after that.
Everyone was like, oh, like, who's this? And then, like, it's like, all right, that immediately right there established, like, all right, I'm not here, like, I'm here to mess around a little, like, you can fuck around a little bit, you know? Yeah. And then, like, I would pop out here and there. I've been hearing that there've been, like, freshmen, right, who, like, you know, like, they're, like, don't really chat, like, haven't gotten any girls in their life, or they haven't drank at all. I'm like, that's on you guys to, like, plague them a little bit, you know? Like, you gotta, like, start
pushing some buttons here and there, like getting them going, like having them experience shit. Cause like then like these kids become like fucking robots, you know? Yeah. Like back in our day, dude, it was different back then. I was telling like Rossi this. I was like, I mean, like I had guys, you know, my role models were like, it was like you, like when I first came in, it was like you, then we became like, then I became like one of the, but like when I first, it was like Juan, Andy, Zach, like, and then you too, you were still part of that. Like when I come in, like, these are like guys that I looked up to, like guys, like maybe not all of them, like the best role models, but like, but like, you know, like we had guys who were like leader, who like took you over, like. It was a brotherhood, like guys took you under the wing and like, yeah, like they heads like fucked with you and shit, but like it was like all like.
But that's also what I'm saying. Like back in my freshman year, like we had freshman duties, like laundry, and like the freshmen had to carry the gear to the field because we didn't have a home field. So like anytime we went to the bus, only the freshmen had to load the bus. Well, they had to bring all the stuff to the field.
We had that too because it was our last year. It was right less than you because there was no laundry, but we had the gear,
the travel and shit like that. But it was like. Now, like, everything's kind of soft, everything's kind of taken for granted, and, like, these older guys haven't been wanting to, like, keep up the tradition, you know what I'm saying? Like, do you know if they went to Golden Goal this year, which you never went to?
Yeah, I never went.
I went to it my freshman year, and that's kind of when I was, like, introduced to all these traditions, like the rap battles and the talent show.
I think they did the rap battles.
And shit like that, so...
I think the rap battles... I think they did. I think the rap battles and talent... I don't know about, like, the talent show. I don't know about the talent show, but the rap battles... I mean, the talent show, when I was in, it was a good tradition because you did it in front of all the girls' teams. Exactly. So, like, it gets you out there. Like the pressure's on.
Performance, you're vibing.
The pressure's on. I had a terrible performance, but, like... I don't know, like...
We made it up when we hosted.
Yeah, yeah.
Hasbro loving our skits.
No, the crazy... Yeah, no, we had a wild... That was, like, one of the best performances. Like, like at the end, like, Caruso and I did improv. Meanwhile, like, I couldn't find... I tried to pass that down senior year. I don't know if I talked about this my senior year. Mm. And no one...
wanted to host?
No one wanted to host. So I ended up hosting again.
And you wore
it,
like...
And it was super... Super. I don't know if I didn't wear anything.
You wore a blazer.
No, I wore a blazer our sophomore year. No, your junior year, my sophomore year, that one. The senior year, I didn't wear anything, but it was super controversial because, like, I like people got tight because I was like pushing buttons. Like, I was already in fuck you mode. Like, like I didn't fuck
you. I didn't
want to do it, so I was like, all right, like, I'm gonna start exposing heads. And I was saying some shit. What?
Bro, I didn't hear
like
about this.
Nah, like heads. There was a whole fiasco because like for one of the guys, I was like, oh, like last but not least, to impress like his woman on the women's team, Felix, and like,
ooh.
Like I mean, we could name drop here. I mean, everyone.
It doesn't matter. But I heard about this. Felix
but then it was like a whole fiasco. Then she got tight to him. Regardless, he got it after all this thing went down. He was depressed because like they were together and then they weren't and whatever. And he ended up getting a beautiful girl like separately, like dating a different girl. Yeah, like you know.
He always seemed like a weird kid to me.
Yeah, but I mean, like I'm just saying, like you know, I don't know, but regardless, like I mean, it was still. It was different back then. Like we had leaders, we had guys like who were like there was guys. It was never like oh this is like oh we're just all like just guys on a team or whatever. It's like there was an established hierarchy between freshman to senior. There was an established hierarchy, and there's the chain of command which had to do with the team, and then there's the chain of command. Barbotto even said it's like oh it's the captains, and then there's the seniors like you know, and it's like those are and then juniors and then this so like
and they don't even go straight to Barbotto, they gotta go through fucking Matt Nagy first.
Yeah,
but nah, I definitely agree with that. Like I see the captains now, like I see this guy Sam and I see this guy Gonzalo, right? right? I don't really know.
No, Gonzalo. Apparently Gonzalo really is a good captain. Good.
I don't really know him at all, so I can't really speak upon him. But like for Sam, like I think of the captains that I had when I had
read that bottom thing.
Really?
Shit, you not?
Can I?
I don't have it.
Okay, so regardless, so like when I think of the captains now, like Sam and Gonzalo, right? And I think of my captains, my freshman year, fucking Mamadou, Jack Flanagan, and Danny Cordero, right? Obviously, I've had my choice words about Danny, but he cared, man. He was a captain. He was what it means to be a captain, to wear NJIT on his chest. He had so much pride in the sport. Now, yes, I had my conflicts with him, and, you know, I don't really like him as a person because he's done some things to me, and we've had some conflicts here and there. But strictly looking at him as a captain, he did not take shit. He cared about the sport.
You know who and the other people were like,
and they taught the traditions too.
Yeah, and then right? Juan senior year when we won the chip. Juan was that guy.
He fucking carried that NJIT symbol with pride.
Yeah.
Okay, and he taught the kids not only do you work hard on the field, but you drink to forget or you drink to celebrate as a team.
That's
the fucking key. Because the games that we won, he went out and we partied. The games that we lost, he made sure we stayed together and we drank together because that's what builds us closer so that the next day we can kind of get with each other and be like, okay, let's figure this out together instead of heads bumping heads.
Yeah, and the thing is, like, it was different back then because, like, realistically, let's think about it. If, like, you ask people back then and shit, like, when we were younger, too, like, all right, name, like, biggest clowns on the team or, like, biggest fuckery. Like, we'd be in the top five, right? Possibly. Obviously top five.
Confirmed.
But, like, at the same time, it's, like, it was not, like, fuck around, don't give a fucking training. Yeah. It was, like, yeah, they're a fucking good time. But on the field, there's some of the fucking, they compete. And that's part of, like, the fuckery.
Exactly.
You know, it's like that on the field, we would talk shit. Like, there was no fucking, like, training would be competitive. You'd want to win. It would be, like, talking shit, like, fuck exactly. You.
The whole game, literally, fucking, fuck you.
Yeah, like, fuck you, you fucking piece of shit. You fucking suck.
Yeah.
Like, just trying to get under people's skin. And it was like, and I'll tell you this. And I'll give Fernando credit for this. And like Matt and Augie, like they never told us not to do that.
Yeah.
They never said that. Even when we played the starters, nothing. They never said don't talk shit like in training.
Yeah.
Never. And we used to do it and and like I saw like sometimes they would laugh and shit. You know, like the one time was the PK shootout.
Yeah.
Where it was starters versus subs, Radon stepping up to take the PK. What did I say? I was like I was like, no one's buying your fucking weight training. and I just see Barboto go like this.
He covers his face.
Yeah, he started laughing. And then, like, this used to be, like, funny-ass shit. And that PK shootout, subs were scoring everything.
Dude, and I was saving Caruso
everything. Was saving everything. And then we're like, if he saves this one, we're going to go out and we're going to celebrate with him.
Yeah.
Right? Let's just run out. Bro, I forgot. I think Rennie stepped up again.
Yeah, I just saved Caruso's, Rennie twice.
Caruso saves him again, and we all just like run to the corner. Let's go! And he slide.
Dude, every time I made a shot, I was like, another one! Because he said we were only going to go up to five.
Yeah.
But I made, I think, four out of those five
saves. He wanted to keep going.
He wanted to keep going. I was like, come on, keep going! Come on! Keep fucking going! Let's go!
Sam wasn't saving shit. We're banging in the PKs.
He was diving the wrong way every time.
I don't know if I might have Panenka'd that one, too. I don't know.
I don't really remember.
And we all scored, and it was just like...
Yeah.
And, like, after everyone scores, fucking... No, apparently there was, like, a training like that. I don't want to talk about it, like, on here, but I heard that... They're at Golden Goal, there was like a feisty training.
This year?
Subs versus starters where shit, like some people didn't get picked in the starting lineup. And they were upset about it. And
get over it.
Apparently like the subs got, like then they got riled up with the subs. It was like crazy. People got kicked out of training. Subs ended up winning 3-0. Yeah, it was like people were
Why don't we get into it? Why tackles were stories?
Tackles were flying in because I don't want to bring up names and like cause like problems like with I'll tell you about it.
Nobody on the team now is gonna listen to this shit.
It involves people you don't know. That's why.
Well, like the new freshmen, new transfers, and shit.
Well, one of them you know, but I don't want to mention it because I don't want to talk about it on here. There's a reason why.
So I think I know.
I think it's you have the an
controversy.
It's part of the controversy. Yeah,
that we've been discussing yeah. in the group chat.
It's part of the controversy. Anyone who like is on the team probably knows who we're talking about. But it is what it is. You know, like I don't want to name drop anything for.
I kind of feel bad for him though, because he's not asking for any of this.
Yeah, that's what I said.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's who I feel.
I'm sure he feels pressure, and I'm sure he feels like kind of like a piece of shit that this was kind of just, you know, given to him.
I feel sympathy as well. I was telling Christina this when I was having a conversation with her. I kind of feel sympathy as well. But, you know, it is what it is. You know, people got to learn to, I think, in terms of other people, have to learn how to deal with that and get over it. I mean, aside from that, all right, we don't need to, we know the whole gist of it. You want to get into
the gist? Yeah, so we just kind of went on a tangent.
We did go on a tangent.
It was good. It's a little stroll down.
No, it's good to, yeah, yeah.
Do that every once in a while.
No, I like doing it. Like, you guys don't, because people probably like, oh, we've heard this story like 1,000 times, whatever.
I don't think so. I think we've told a lot of new stories this episode. New points, or at least new viewpoints on certain stories. We haven't really discussed the same shit. Or yeah. If we have, it's been fucking over a year. I don't really remember talking about any of that.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean,
but what we wanted to do this episode, we didn't really have anything we wanted to talk about. Which we keep fucking asking you guys. Like, we know people listen to this. We got a consistent 10 to 15 viewers each week. Consistently, and we appreciate you guys. We love you guys. We do it for those 10 to 15 people who listen every week. We want to know what you guys want to hear, right? Me and Paul, we could sit down here and we could figure out what we want to talk about on a fucking whim, on some bullshit. Maybe something happened that week, like last week, right? That was our main topic. Or maybe something's been brewing in us for a little bit and we want to get it off our chest. So that's what we want to discuss. But a lot of the time we come in here, we sit down and we're like, what should we talk about? And we kind of brainstorm for 30 minutes and we just talk about whatever we think's interesting. But we don't know if what we're talking about is interesting to you guys.
Yeah, exactly. Like, give us some topic like you want to hear us like get canceled for or something, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't give a fuck.
Like, I promise you, you could put the most vile shit on an Instagram comment. Or even if you don't want to comment it because you don't want everybody knowing you suggested us, shoot us a DM.
Yeah, we'll
We read our DMs, and you say, yo, keep this anonymous, but I want you guys to talk about this topic. The next episode, yo, we got an anonymous tip that we wanted to hear about this topic, and then we'll fucking go into it. You know what I'm saying? So make sure you guys either comment or DM. If you want it to be anonymous, just let us know. No problem at all.
Exactly.
But we want to hear what you guys want to talk about, because today we're on some bullshit. We're going to go over some would you rathers.
Let's go through. This could be actually an interesting
episode. This could be interesting. There's a website.
We've gotten a few of like would you rathers
on the finales.
From the deep too.
And from the deep. Correct. But I like these. I think they're thought provoking.
Alright.
I'm going to just kind of skim through these. Maybe you can skim through them too. And we can find out what we like best.
Yeah, some of these are.
Would you rather adopt a British accent every time you're having a serious conversation, or laugh every time someone cries?
British accent, dude. You know how fucked up that would be to start laughing every time someone's crying, dude.
Or laugh every time someone cries. That's fucked up. A British accent every time you're having a serious conversation. Like, would you have to then explain to the person, like, it's just a thing? Like, yeah. All of a sudden you're having, like, what defines at a, that point, what defines I would a act serious like, conversation, though?
I don't. That's a good point, but at that point, I would just act like I have a British accent and kind of like...
Like year-round?
Yeah, just all the time. So that people think, like, I'm...
Yeah, I don't know, but that's so weird. Like, bro, that guy's weird. Yeah, I feel like that's a stupid question. Randomly, he just starts talking British.
That's a stupid question.
Okay, and what defines a laugh, right? What if I just chuckle a little bit and be like, oh, I'm sorry, I was thinking about something from earlier.
No, I never. That
I feel like I would rather laugh. I would honestly, I would rather laugh.
So, like, someone close like, to you, like, so let's say, for example, like someone's like one of your boys, like their mom passed away or something, and they start crying in front of you, you just start dying of laughter.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Are we dying? This isn't serious. Like, are we dying of laughter for like a minute straight, or can I like
you just start laughing?
That's I can just go. And then, yo, nah, my bad.
I look at that like you literally laugh out loud, like loud and like a lot.
All right, maybe British accent's safer then.
Yeah, British accent's a safer move. Would you rather sneeze every time that's you say
stupid.
Hi
that's a urge stupid to
pee
one.
Every time you ask a question? Would you rather wear jeans one size too small or shoes two sizes too big? Jeans.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Jeans. Are you jeans, kidding me? One yeah. Size too that's, small? That's like the European no. wave. Yeah, yeah.
Wear shoes? Yeah, that is annoying.
Shoes are annoying as shit. I'm not doing shoes. I would rather have tight ass jeans. Yeah, but
you'd rather be fucking chafed all the time. Like, yeah. Your balls will, and your fucking.
Yeah, but if, inner you, yeah, if you're walking will be around.
Rashed out.
If you're walking. Bro, and just also, rub Vaseline means, on that shit. That
also means wear jeans. What if you just never wear jeans again? You know, that thing,
jeans is size too small style. Like, I could see that. Like, that's fine. Like, one size too small.
I think you've it's never... one size smaller than the style. Like, whatever you fit in that style of tight jeans, you would then go one. It's not just
yeah, yeah. The tight style. I'll do that.
Like,
yeah,
I'll do that. I'll wear, like, a 32, 34. That's usually my go-to. 34. You're asking me to wear a 28, 32... First off, I can barely fucking zip it. It's super tight around my legs, and it's fucking going up my ankles. That's ass.
Yeah, going no, up the ankles is like a style, though. Like
if I get...
I got a lot of pants like
this. Yeah, but think about it.
It's like a little drippy.
If I...
A little drip. You know what I'm saying? Like I like that.
No, but think about it. For the shoes, right? For the shoes is two sizes too big, you could just put filler in there. You could put, like, tissues in there so that it's snug. No, I'm not
doing that. That's whack.
What do you mean that's whack? It's better than fucking walking around like you got a stick up your ass.
Bro, you wouldn't... You're gassing up one size too small. That's... No. No, you're gassing it up.
No. I would like to go to the mall with you, find a pair of jeans that are your size, and then ask you to try on the next size.
We'll do it. We'll do that.
We'll put a story out if we ever go to the mall, and we'll try this, and we'll tag this part of the episode.
All right. Would you rather have a head the size of a tennis ball or the size of a watermelon?
The watermelon, obviously. Watermelon,
yeah, dude. Just a big tennis ass.
Ball is, like, what are you going to do with that? You can't do anything.
I feel like our heads are the size, like, nah. Like closer to a size hold of a on, watermelon.
Hold on. It's like Stewie. You'd be like Stewie. It's like an oval. It's like
oh, like oval. Sideways. Oh, put images. Yeah, bro. That's watermelon, just,
bro. Yeah, obviously watermelon. Your head would be a little bit bigger than normal. This is a good one. Yeah, your head would definitely be noticeably bigger than normal.
Yeah, but you could deal with that, bro.
I can't deal with a tennis ball.
Yeah, bro, that's like...
I like this next one. Would you rather be in a real-life version of The Walking Dead or Jurassic Park? Have you seen both movies? Well,
Walking Dead, I've seen some of both, and I know the concept of it. Mm-hmm.
I've seen the Jurassic Park, some of the Jurassic Park movies.
I feel like...
And I've watched maybe the first three or four seasons of The Walking Dead before it got
boring. I don't know. I feel like... See, here's the one thing that fucks me up about The Walking Dead. Because, like, Jurassic Park...
It's not Jurassic Park. I know.
I fucked that up. Jurassic Park, like...
The thing about it is, like... No, the thing that fucks me up about The Walking Dead, because you would think, like, you'd rather be fend off like zombies than dinosaurs. Than, like, dinosaurs. But at the same time, like, bro.
What?
Yeah, no, sorry.
I think someone just farted and she scared the shit out of herself. And, like, ran away.
No, so, the thing that would fuck me up about The Walking Dead is, like, how people die in The Walking Dead. And, like, how, like, they could become a zombie. Like,
once you're dead, you want to be dead, right?
Yeah, like, that's the thing that fucks me up about The Walking Dead. It's just, like, a more, like, it's just grim. While, like, Jurassic Park, like, meanwhile, though, like, I feel like there's some, like, animals that, like, you just don't want to fuck with. You know, like, that's the scary shit.
Yeah, but...
But at the same time, aren't they, like, retards?
Dinosaurs? Yeah. I mean, some of them, maybe. Some of them are smart. Like, velociraptors, bro. Like, you can't really hide in small areas.
Those are the scary
ones. Those are the scary ones.
Because, like, a T-Rex is
you just have to stay still, yeah. Allegedly, right?
Yeah.
No, but how do we know that for a fact?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. I feel like...
Ugh. I don't know. I think dinosaurs, like, never existed, and it's all a scam.
You think fucking dinosaurs are a scam? That's a whole nother conversation.
We'll get into that. We have to do that in another episode.
But... I guess, yeah. But I feel like for me, I kind of always... I feel like dinosaurs, like, there's not much you could do to kill them. Like, even if you have guns and shit, like, who knows if that would injure a fucking Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Because they have thick ass skin, right?
And you're on a park, like, you have
to hope someone comes and rescues you. Nah, bro, we have these nowadays, like, I mean, if it was like Jurassic Park and, like, there was, like, military and shit, I mean, you have to think, like, bro, the
high stakes. No, but it's like, you have to put yourself in the story, like, I'm pretty sure that the government didn't really know that that outbreak was happening.
I
don't know, man.
I feel like I would pick Jurassic Park for the reason that, like, I wouldn't want to deal with, like, my loved ones, like, turning into zombies, and then, like, as soon as they, like, get bitten, like, have to, like,
kill them,
like, that's
before fucked. They turn.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've always wanted to be in the zombie apocalypse, though. See how long I could survive.
No, I would create, like, a cult, like, not like a cult, but, like, I would, like, that would be, I know I could deal with that, like, I would. Like, if the world just turned into an apocalypse now, like, I could fend shit off. Like, I know how to do it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Moving on.
Oh, wait, look at this. 13. Let's do it. Let's do 13.
Would you rather accidentally like an old photo of your ex on Instagram or accidentally send a naughty text? So, like, what? A nude?
No, like naughty a text.
To a relative? What's the naughty text?
Bro, like, let's say, like, alright, even anything, like...
Would you have to act like it's real? Or can I immediately say... No,
because it's accidental.
So I'd be like, oh my god, I was supposed to send that to somebody else? I'd obviously rather do that.
No, I would rather, like, an old photo.
What?
Accidentally? Yeah, dude, because you could just unlike that shit. Like, are you
kidding
me?
Okay, but we're assuming that both of the people saw it happen. Both parties saw that you either liked their photo or that you sent the naughty text before you could delete it.
Yeah, because I don't give a fuck what... It doesn't matter, because she doesn't know what I think. Like, I like it...
Yeah, but my relative, I'm like, holy shit, I was supposed to send that to my girl. My bad. Like, we just kind of laugh about it.
Yeah, but that's, like, there's embarrassing. No, like, here's the thing that I look at it. Like, I'm never doing shit with, like, my ex. Like, I'm never going to do anything. Like, I accidentally like it. I just unlike it. She sees it. Oh, what's she going to say? Like, fuck you. Like, no, I'm not. Like if she goes, like, she starts talking about shit. Like, who gives a fuck what she says? Like, it doesn't matter because it's irrelevant. Because, like, I don't give a shit about her anymore. You know? I don't know. That's how I think. Like.
Ooh. Would you rather have to hunt for everything you eat or only eat McDonald's for every
Mickey
meal?
D's, bro.
Of course, McDicks.
What?
Why would I hunt for everything?
Why would you hunt? Yeah, it's so much work. Like, if you just have fucking Mickey D's, bro. What?
McDicks is great.
Give me like sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles, like, yesterday. For breakfast. Get, like...
Oh, my God, bro. The McGriddles, bro, McGriddles are some unreal. Of the best breakfast sandwiches I have ever had.
Bro, McGriddles are unreal, oh, bro. If you haven't had a McGriddle, what are you doing?
What are you doing? You're those literally are on unreal. Crack.
Holy shit. What's another one here?
Yeah.
Would you rather be in a fight club that meets once a month or a book club that meets every day? Are you kidding me? Fight club,
bro. I hate that. You know, have I told you this? Fun fact about me.
Don't tell me you were in a book club.
No. In fact, the exact opposite. I have never read an entire book other than maybe like picture books in my entire life.
Really? Wow.
From front to back, I cheated all throughout high school.
No. I did too, but I've read some like super interesting books.
Like, I was in a play, so like I read the script, if you want to count that. But like, I've like, of all the assigned books that I was given in high school and middle school and college, Spark Notes, okay? And any book that I tried reading, like I was given to by my father or by my parents or whatever, I might have gotten a couple pages, maybe a chapter in, stopped reading it. I've been given two books by my old HR guy who brought me into Shamrock. Great guy. Love him. He's actually away from Shamrock now. He's a CEO at another company. Big shout out, Larry. I know he's not listening, but regardless, he's given me two books and I told him, like, he was like, it was like, one's about management and one's about the lattice structure, which is the way that our company is formed or like is situated. And like, I was like, he was like telling me, like, because he thinks I'm this intelligent guy, right? I must read books and like, you know, I'm college educated, this, that, and the other. And he talks to me about it. I'm like, oh yeah, like, I'll definitely give it a read. Haven't read a single word. I actually got it. Do I have one here? I have the lattice structure here. He also gave me another book about fucking management.
Nah, I'll tell you this. Reading books is a good habit.
This is the one. The Corporate Lattice. He gave me this one on my first day. And then before he left, he gave me one on like management. And I was like, wow, yeah.
No, those are good books to read. I like reading like good books. Like,
I can't read, man.
No, because like you gotta sit down, bro. Sometimes you just gotta put. It's refreshing to like sit down and put your like.
But it's not. I hate it, bro. Because here's my issue. Here's my issue with reading. Okay. I don't know if this is because I have undiagnosed ADHD, which I strongly believe it. My girl denies it. She says, "Oh, you're just fucking faking it." Whatever. I don't think so. I think I'm genuine, like, I have ADHD, because, like, I will read a book. I will try and attempt genuinely to read a book, and I will read an entire page, and I'll get to the bottom of the page, and I forget everything that I just read, and I have to read it all over again. And that happens, but, like, you just every
have to lock,
page.
You have to lock
but in. I try to lock in. Like, I really focus on the words, but by the end of the page, I don't know what just happened.
No, but, like, if you're interested, like...
I've been interested in books, bro. I'm telling you, I've tried. I'm not saying I haven't ever attempted to read a book. I can't physically do it, and I can't sit there just reading a book, reading words on a page, using my imagination when I could go watch a video. Especially if there's a movie translation or a TV show translation of
like,
the book.
But there's some like good books. I'm just saying. I don't know. I would rather be in a. But regardless, going back to the question, I mean, like, no, I would rather, no, books are interesting, but, like, bro, think about it, like, a Fight Club, dude.
That's
tough. Bro, Fight Club's tough, you dude. You ever see Fight Club?
The number one rule of Fight Club.
You don't talk about Fight Club,
exactly.
Right? Bro, that's like a...
I've never seen that movie.
What, bro, it's a great movie. Heard, yeah. Holy fuck, dude. It's that guy, bro.
Like, schizophrenic or some shit. Like, it turns out, like, that one person isn't real. And it's just
imagination
or something.
Yeah.
I've seen,
no,
like,
he's
movie
a great...
Reviews.
I forgot what his name is, but he also does, like, the other one, American X or something. He's a good actor. I think he's a really good actor.
I don't know that either.
But, no, Fight Club was a great movie. Would you rather would you rather be able to pet your pet to speak to you but not understand what you're saying, or your pet understand every word you say but not be able to speak? Pet understand, dude. you fucker. Imagine, like, she understood everything. That's good, dude. Then she understands, like.
Yeah, that, I mean, that's a no-brainer, though. Obviously, you would want your pet to understand what you're saying. Why would you want to be able to hear your dog, but they don't understand what you're saying? Also, I don't understand how that would work, but...
Would you rather... No, I don't like that one. Oh.
Ooh, this one's a good one. Would you rather glow bright pink every time you're attracted to someone or glow bright red every time someone annoys you? Wow. Either way, I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah, because that's a shitty situation in both. Bro, that's a shitty situation in both scenarios.
I mean, I feel like...
You know what, our women would say.
I don't know, but that's what I'm saying, like...
They would be, like, bright pink. Just to, like...
So that they'd be able to see who we think. Yeah. Because you get played, you know? Like, if you're in a relationship, and then some fucking woman walks by and you turn bright pink, and you've been with your girl all day and you're not pink, you know? She's gonna get tight. That leads to a lot of issues. But, like, I feel like someone... Not when you're angry, when someone annoys you... Like, that also leads to really shitty situations, because if you're chilling with someone and then you turn red, because...
Fuck, dude.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. The thing is, like, I might pick bright pink, because, like...
Yeah, but I guess you could... That could happen, but you can't... You don't necessarily have to explain to people why you turning that color is happening. Like, they don't have to know that... Like, you can keep it a secret that you turn bright pink because someone likes you, or you turn bright red because someone annoys you. Now, someone who you've been around for a while might be able to figure it out, but if you keep it a secret, I would honestly say, fuck, this is a hard one. There's just so many negatives to both. But I feel like there's more positives with turning pink.
Yeah. I don't know, because turning bright red, think about that. Because, like, pink, like, how pink are we talking, you know? Because, like...
I would say just, like, the classic pink and the classic red. Like, literally, but it would be neon, because you're glowing.
Bro.
Like, neon pink or neon red.
Bro. God.
I don't think it's your skin changing colors. I think you just emanate light. Like, you're glowing. Like, you have an aura. Right? Glow bright pink. Yeah, it's like an aura.
Probably be bright pink, dude. I don't know if I could do the red, man.
I think red's tough.
Red's tough. Think about it like your boss pissed you off.
I know. But it's not when you're angry. It's when you're annoyed. No, like, those annoyed. Are two different things. Like, you're talking to someone and they're just dragging out the conversation. And you start turning red.
I don't know, man.
I would definitely turn red. I think red's cooler.
I think I might do pink. I don't know.
That's a stupid one.
Yeah, it's stupid.
Wait.
This
one? That?
You said. Would you rather let your boss or your parents see your full internet history?
My parents?
My boss. You kidding me?
My parent, I'd be like, yeah, there's fucking shit on here. It's nothing too crazy.
Yeah, no. All right, no, take this.
You know?
Your boss or your parents when you're in high school?
When I was in high school, I didn't have a boss.
Yeah, but take, like, let's say you had a job.
I didn't have a job.
I'm just saying...
I can't put myself in those shoes.
Your boss now, or your parents now, seeing your internet history, like...
From high school?
Yeah, from high school.
It's, like, the same.
Bro, I'd have my boss, bro. Bro, I don't want my parents seeing some of that shit.
Yeah, but you don't think they know?
Yeah, but, like, I wouldn't want them seeing it anyway. Like, I wouldn't want
to see... I mean, honestly, in high school, I was pretty bad. In high school, is way worse. I would like watch porn and like jerk off two times a day.
Yeah, bro. I had such an addiction, dude, in high school. Especially on the weekends. I'd rather like my boss see it. My boss would just be like, yeah. My boss would be like, you know what I did back in your day? that's the kind of shit that we would chat about, you know? We have a good relationship.
I'm cool with my boss, but like, I don't know. I don't want to bring my personal life into work. And like, I feel like my parents, like, they just fucking laugh, you know?
No, I'd rather show my boss. I have a pretty good relationship with him, you know? Like, pretty decent.
No. Kind of lame. That's stupid. Stupid. Ooh, maybe. What do you think about this one?
Would you rather be captured by pirates or Old West bad guys?
No, I don't really have a comment on that. Do you?
No,
because I'd rather be taken by Old West.
Yeah, because I feel like
pirates don't give a shit. Yeah, dude. Ooh, I love these ones. I love these questions. Would you rather wear sweatpants every day of your life for the rest of your life? Or never wear sweatpants again.
Sweatpants the rest of my life,
man. Every day. I mean, he's got them on right now.
Bro, sweatpants every day.
Yeah, man. But think about your wedding.
Fam, if I got drip, like, I would...
would just get drippy sweatpants? Like, tight, like, joggers or something? Yeah,
I already have some drippy sweatpants. Like, I'll pop out. You know? Like, I can make it look good. You know what I'm saying? Like...
Yeah.
Oh my god, dude. Yeah, 100%, bro. You kidding me? Like, bro. Come on, bro. Drippy sweatpants. Easy shit.
I don't know. I wouldn't. To be honest, I would not.
Yeah, no. I mean, it's a good shot the other way, to be honest. I don't know. I wear sweatpants a lot.
Okay, let's keep going.
These are good ones.
This is a good one. Would you rather have a driver, like a personal chauffeur, or a private chef that makes all your meals? Fuck! Oh, what would I rather... I have to say the chef.
I don't know, man.
I would definitely have to say a personal chef.
I might pick a chauffeur, bro. What? It depends what car... No, it depends what car they're whipping.
I think since I could say they can make any meal, you could pick any car.
Chauffeur.
Really?
Bro, you know how drip, like, wild that looks?
This guy's been fucking talking about drip this whole episode.
Bro, I've been pulled up to joints in, like, an Uber Black. I've gotten that actually multiple times, bro. It's different. It's a different look. You get... Bro, I've gone out of the backseat of, like, an Escalade to some of these joints, and people are like, bro, who is this cat? Like, getting out of the backseat of, like, an Escalade.
Like, yeah, bro. But then you gotta go home and you gotta fucking cook food.
Let's just say you've done it, so that's why
you would pay the chef the same amount you pay the chauffeur, so that doesn't matter,
right? It depends. All right, right now in my life, the driver, I would have a chauffeur. When I live alone, chef.
I would have the chef because you can't switch it. You pick one. And that's
what honestly, if I with. Pick one, then probably the chef. Then anyway, because
that's
like,
so much more
like
versatile.
The chef. Like, think about that. Like, you get a chef the rest of your life. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Bro, just get like, because then I'd be like, all right, I don't care what I say to you. From now on, just give me a great, like, the healthiest diet.
That's what I'm saying, man. Like, just set me up. Literally, set me up. I don't have to worry about cooking, the time it takes to cook. I don't have to worry about going to the grocery store anymore. I don't have to worry about doing fucking dishes. This guy does everything. The only thing I'm inconvenienced is I have to do what I've been doing my whole life, which I don't care about driving. It's tough to cook every single fucking day. Go to the grocery store every single fucking week. Do the dishes without that night so you don't have fucking dirty dishes sitting in the sink every fucking couple days.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
Oh, man.
It's a no-brainer for me.
I guess I would take chef, yeah.
Okay. Ew.
Wait, this is a good one.
Which one?
Would you rather take unlimited plane trips in a middle seat or one a year in the most extravagant first class cabin? Actually, that's stupid. Oh, wait, no, that's not stupid. Oh, man. Fuck, dude. I don't know.
I mean, I work, and I plan to be working for a while, so I don't think the unlimited plane trips in the middle seat would be that useful.
Yeah, but let's say...
But do I get... It's only my seat. I don't get to take another person. It's only my seat, right?
Middle seat.
One a year in the most extravagant fucking first class cabin.
I think I would take 1 year, because the reason why I don't do middle seat is because, like, alright, yeah, that's cool, but, like, it devalues, like, traveling when you do it so much, you know? But yeah. Then again, like, traveling's, like, sick. Like, really, do you ever, like, get sick of it? I don't know. I think I would pick the first class one right now. But
I would definitely pick first class. Ugh, Bill. Ooh. Would you rather be able to see 10 years into your own future or 6 months into the future of the world?
6 months into the future of the world.
What?
Bro, I don't want to know my future. I don't want to know that. Like, I like the mystery. I kind of like the imagination. Like, where am I going to be? Like, what's going to happen to me? Like, I want the... And meanwhile, 6 months... Think about this. 6 months into the future of the world, you see that, like, the economy shit. You know what I would do? Every dollar I have is shorting the market, bro. Every dollar I have is shorting the market. You know what I mean?
But couldn't you also then, if you see that your future in 10 years, could you try to change the outcome? You feel me?
Well, no, because 10 years into your own future, that's your own future. Like, that's what's going to happen. It's going to
happen regardless.
Yeah, that's your own future. So, like, in that case, like, if you can't change your future, like... Yeah. I don't know. I don't like knowing where my... Like, I kind of like the mystery of it. Like, because think about how fucked up you would be in your head if you look 10... You know, have you ever thought about this? What if you could look into your future and there's nothing? Because you died.
Oh, that's scary.
Right? I don't want to know that. Like, if I'm going to die in 10 years, I don't want to know that. Like, let me die. You know?
Yeah.
Like, granted, like, okay.
And you don't know how soon either.
Yeah, you don't. Yeah, like, I don't want to live, like, the rest of my life thinking, scared. Like, oh, I'm going to die today. Like, I'm going to die. Because I feel like in that case, what happens is, it's like, imagine this. What if the reason you die is because you looked into the future? Like, think about it this way. You look into the future, you see your debts, you're like, fuck it, I'm going to go out on a limb. And then, like, you end up partying your ass off one night, you get super drunk, and you just, like, fall, hit your head, you're dead.
Boom.
You know? Like, think about it. And if you never saw the future, you would never had that.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, like, if you see, like I said, if you see 6 months in the future, dude, 6 months...
You could profit a lot in 6 months. You could...
Bro, if I see 6 months in the future, I could assure you that... After the 6 month, like, after that 6 months, I won't have to work a day in my life again.
You're just going to look at what the stock market is.
I'm literally just going to look at the market. You're just
going to fucking buy in.
Dude, I'm just going to literally just buy call options. Literally just load up on call options for something. And then you just fucking, that's it. Or, like, I'll buy, like, bro, just, like, crazy.
Okay. We've talked about a couple of...
Would you rather know when you're going to die or how you're going to die?
Where's that?
51.
Oh, there you go. Kind of Italian. Would you rather know when or how?
How. Like I said, I never want to know when. Actually, in that case, because it's like, oh, you know when you're going to die.
Yeah,
because
before it's like 10 years is black. It could happen at any moment in those 10 years.
Meanwhile, here it's like, okay, you have 5 years left. It's like, all right, well... I know that I'm going to die in 5 years, so I could be a buffoon for 5 years, you know? Or, like, I could just quit my job.
Yeah.
I know, like, there's no reason to me saving up money. I'm going out.
But that's my thing, like, I know these are stupid questions, so there's no real logic in them, but But, like, if you know how you're going to die, like, let's say you find out you're going to drown in a pool.
Yeah, you'd never
go into... Just never go near a pool.
Yeah, like, that's...
Like, ever, right?
Yeah, but then, like, bro, just imagine... Like,
you're going to die in a car crash. You like, want to know what's... never get in a car again.
You want to know what's so, like, insane to me? It's like, imagine you know how you're going to die, right? The fear you'd have anytime, like...
You see something. See something. Up.
Bro, just imagine, like, you walk into, like, your boy's backyard, let's say one time, or, like, somebody's house or something, and you just see, like it was, like, you drown in a pool, and you see a pool there, bro. Bro, think about that. You would run until you, like...
Yeah. Yeah, but I feel like you can get out of that. If you know when you're gonna die, it's over. You got a time clock. But if you know how you're going to die, you can postpone that until you're fucking 99 years old.
You know what's a crazy concept to think about? Like, I was thinking about it this. Like, think about, like, people's assumption is that you live to, like, the normal lifespan, right?
Yeah. Which is what now, like, 80-something?
No, life expectancy is, like, 70-something. Oh. It's, like, 73. I think it went down this year, but obviously it's, like...
79, basically. Bless you.
All right, so we expect, like, all right, so 79. Yeah. Right? Let's say we think that in our heads. Just imagine, like, we don't know, like, we could die, like, at 30, 35.
Exactly. 40.
Isn't it, like, sometimes I think about that, I'm like, holy shit, like, what if I'm that guy, you know, that, like, dies, like 30? Or what if I'm that guy who, like, you know, you ever think about that? Like, what if that's me? Like, what would I do? Like, well, not what we do, but it's like, isn't that like a weird thought?
Yeah.
Because, like, in the end, realistically, like, you aren't impacted by it because, like, you didn't know it's going to happen, you know, but.
Yeah.
Unless, like, you just never think about that.
I think we have time for one more.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. That's a stupid one, actually. Ooh. This is a good one. We'll finish up with this. Would you rather have to wear wet socks every day or only be able to wash your hair once a year? That's fucked up.
Wash your hair once a year.
Ew.
Do you know why? Because I would just, at that point, I would just keep a buzz cut or something.
What? You would just get dandruff.
Bro, if you just...
Your hair would be hella crusty.
Bro, if you get a buzz cut all the time, it wouldn't.
Yeah, but you're not allowed to do anything. You're not allowed to put soap. You're not allowed to wash your head.
All right, then I'll go bald.
Yeah, but your head would still get crusty. And by wash, by it says wash, does that mean you can't rinse water through it? Or just like, when I say wash,
water, then it's, obviously
then it's fine. Let's assume maybe you have to wear a hairnet every time you hop in the shower or some shit.
I don't know, I would just go bald then, I guess.
That was actually my thought exactly, too.
Just go bald, dude. Wet socks? Bro, wet socks every day?
Horrible. I would have to not wash my hair.
Yeah, bro. Fuck.
My fucking toes would be all fucking crinkly.
Yeah, bro.
What's that shit called? When your fucking fingers get all scrunched up in the water?
I don't know what the word is for it. But...
What's it called when your fingers get scrunchy in water? Pruny, yeah, that's what it is.
Nah, man, I'm not doing
that. I'm not having pruny ass toes, dog. I'm not doing that.
No chance, fam.
Regardless, it is now time to go from the deep. And big shout out to my mom. She has been number one fan for a good while now, doing a lot of comments. Follow her on Instagram at Christine.7865. She commented, OMG, laughing face at our post with the queen. which has, like I said, 18 likes, 19 likes. Big shout out to my mom. We love you.
We love you.
Let's see what our most liked Instagram post is. So far, it's that one. Like I said, it's I haven't seen that many likes in a very long time. What about the Tate one? Tate wasn't there. It was close. But I'm looking right now.
Go to the beginning.
I am. The beginning probably had a lot more. Ooh, now we're creeping up in numbers. Oh, the one with J-Rod got a decent amount of likes. Same, actually. Oop. The one with DNA, season 6 finale, or the season 6 opener. Ooh. The local one with Jake and Yachty had 32.
with Jake and Tommy, yeah.
Jake and Tommy, yeah. That's got the most on it so far, not even close. Wow. I'm going back in time right now. All these fucking thumbnails are hilarious. If you guys don't appreciate all of these thumbnails, dude, like, that's like my favorite part is coming up with the next thumbnail. This shit's fucking hilarious. Yeah, Jake and Tommy was by far, like, not even close. The one where we talked about Miami season 3 opener was good, but not even close. I'm sending you the one with bro, remember Elmar and fucking Ed came on? That was so long ago.
Bro, I kind of got like a little, I got a little house. Lit that episode.
Dude, that was the Trapel horse.
Yeah.
Yeah, all the other ones. Oh, now we're reaching the beginning. Oh, there we go. New number 1 Soccer House Special. With Zach and Juan.
How many?
That's got 42.
Wow.
That's the number 1 like so far. Yep. Number 1, Soccer House Special. Classic.
Classic, man. Wow.
Wow. Well, we just took a couple trips down memory lane this episode. First off, we started with soccer. And now we're just starting off with kicking off with some 2 deep. But we fucking love you guys. We fucking love this shit. And we want to hear from you guys.
Yeah, let's go. Comment, please. If you're listening, like, comment, and DM, whatever you want. Give us something to talk about, man. You know, we need it.
Something. Anything. We want to hear from the deep.
We'll see you guys next week.
Peace.
Thanks.
This song's gas. I'ma let it rock. Fuck it. Hey, hey, hey. Have a good weekend. Bang. Can we bring me back? Hey, 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 hey.